Hi, I'm Megan Segura.
And I'm Rachel Roberts.
And she finds me hilarious.
No, we were just talking about something that we can't tell you, but it's very funny.
Oh, by the way, this is The Daily Dish, Bravo's official podcast.
So this is going to be kind of a weird episode because we actually were out for the Thanksgiving holiday last week, but we have two incredible interviews to share with you guys that we did before.
Yeah, and it's a little strange because it's two men. Can I say we don't get a lot of coming through the offices?
Oh, okay. Aww.
A lot of masculine energy.
I mean, Megan's pretty much. Ah!
Do you think so? I've always thought so.
No. I don't in your, like, fluffy, like,
not
flowered, ruffled dress,
not
no.
Visually. Okay.
Want us to do all this again, Grace?
It's kind of unusual because we have two men.
Right. I mean, sometimes Jax comes through and the Vanderpump cast comes around.
But we're predominantly ladies-centric podcast.
Right. But we're shaking it up.
Rachel, you talked to Shep Rose about his new show, Relationship.
I did. He gave me a lot of really good stories. He had just hung out with John Mayer and Andy Cohen, and he made a complete fool of himself, and you'll have to listen to why.
Ooh. And we talked to NASCAR legend Kyle Petty, who is probably the most unlikely Housewives fan in the world, but he knows his
right. And was just so sweet and hilarious and complimentary. Like, I don't know. I loved talking to him.
All right. We need to talk about The Real Housewives of Orange County. Finale.
Right. Reunion part two.
Right.
I think it was actually a historic reunion.
Because there was actually a peaceful resolution?
Yes. I feel like I mean, who knows? But I feel like they actually moved on.
Yeah. I do feel like, and I don't know how the rest of you fans out there feel, this hug came a little late for me. You've spent all season tearing each other down, and now it's like, oh, okay, now we're going to move forward.
Well, Andy is magic.
That's true.
I feel like when you have Andy Cohen being like, come on, guys, please, you're more like, okay, Andy.
Right. And I think you had said it before, too, just that he was savvy enough to be like, hey, you haven't even watched all the episodes yet. Keep it peaceful.
What is going on here is really real, but it's still very fragile because there are so many hurt feelings and emotion.
We have to,
but you also have to really communicate with each other.
I promise.
And you have to be careful of the shit you're putting out there.
You too.
Yeah. I know. I loved the moment when he was like, you guys, from now on, you have to really talk to each other and be careful what you're saying.
And unless I'm wrong, and you guys out there will tell me, I don't feel like there have been any nasty tweets sent from any of the ladies since the reunion. One thing that Tamara did say was Andy Cohen's fan page at Love Andy C tweeted, so have Vicki Gunvalson, Tamara Barney, or Shannon Bedore talked since the reunion? Where's the relationship stand today? And all Tamara replied with was, yes, we have, smiley face.
Smiley face with teeth?
Yeah.
Which I think means even more than just the regular smiley face.
So maybe it's really real.
Oh, my God. Somebody else tweeted that, Vicky and Tamara call each other Lucy and Ethel. Someone said that with Shannon, they could be the Three Stooges. And Tamara said, crying laughing face.
Hmm.
So maybe if there's a season 13.
Yeah.
It'll be those three blonde bombshells together again.
I thought the other huge highlight was that Megan is pregnant.
Okay, so we got a lot of fans wanting to know if you're going to have another kid. You gonna defrost some more sperm?
Yeah.
You're going to.
I'm pregnant.
Yeah, I knew it.
Now?
You are pregnant.
Wow.
Wow. How many months are
you?
Wow.
One. Just good. One. Brand new.
You're 1 month.
Yeah. I'm like so happy.
I know. I was so surprised she said it at just 1 month.
I know. Like, she, but she was beaming. I know. Mean, I she think was she clearly couldn't so wait to excited. Share it.
Maybe she, I wonder if she knew ahead of time that she was going to say something.
Or did she reveal the sex of the baby?
Yeah, she's going to have a boy.
That's so amazing. So
now she'll have a boy and a girl.
Oh.
I wonder if he'll play baseball.
Little Jimmy Edmonds.
Oh, is there already a Jimmy Edmonds?
No Jimmy? Idea.
I don't know either. Maybe this will be the one. That was shocking to me. What did you think of the whole, like, Peggy, Lydia versus Shannon?
I mean, I think they got some sort of closure from that, maybe?
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
I feel like Lydia still, like, hates Shannon.
Yeah. And like, not happy with Megan one bit.
No, not at all.
And I think Peggy just feels completely misunderstood.
Yes. And I thought it was nice for Andy to, like, continually to try to be like, oh, I see you were just going through a really hard time. Like, I feel like Andy was all of us being like, oh, this was actually terrible for you.
But also begs the question, why do the show then? Because, I mean, not that I don't understand what. It would be an amazing experience to go on The Real Housewives of Orange County, but she just had so many things happen in succession that it'd be like, you need a break.
Right, and maybe it was the kind of thing that, like, you don't realize
right.
how much something's affecting you until, like, you look back or you're in it and it's, like, too late. And it's
right.
like, by Iceland happened, it was already the end of the season.
Yeah.
And I feel like that was, like, her breaking point. Back to the end again, what did you think about, can you join our couch?
Can you sit over here?
Aww.
We haven't sat on the same couch in like 2 years.
Megan is speechless.
Okay, here's what it left me wondering. Shannon knows that she's gotten a lot of backlash this season for various things. I mean, all the ladies have. But does she feel like she has to move forward with Vicky so as not to get more backlash, that she's holding on to a grudge? Did she really... The look on her face when that hug started.
I was going to say, I mean, based on the look on her face, she was like, I still have venom in my heart for
right.
you, Vicky Gunvalson.
But it was like a voice in her head said,
I think something magical happened in that hug.
Oh, okay.
I do, because I feel like she went into that with this, like, very angry face. And then they were hugging, and then you kind of saw Shannon change a little bit. And I really think the thing that maybe... triggered the change was Vicky being like, I know what you're going to go through and it's going to be terrible and I want to be there for you.
Yeah, I feel bad for Shannon. I don't want her to go through a divorce. I want to be there for her and I want to help her and be encouragement for her.
And I think maybe hearing that just like let her guard kind of come down. And
right.
Like, I'm not going to fight this anymore.
Right.
You know,
and
like.
Yeah. Just in general, Vicky was so sympathetic toward
yeah.
her that it'd be hard to stay super mad at someone who's giving you that much love and support.
Definitely. And I was glad that, like, Vicky has said this before and I've always said this too. Like, at the end of the day, the person that's getting hurt the most from the whole Brooke situation is Vicky.
Right.
Like, she's the one that got the most taken from her. So, Tamara, just move on. Vicky, stop talking about Eddie. Like, I liked when Andy was like, don't you get by saying, well, if he's gay, I don't know.
It's just as bad.
It's just as bad. Andy was really good at calling people out this reunion.
One thing that just made me laugh so hard is I was looking through tweets, because as I had mentioned in the last episode, who do you think is going to get more Twitter hate, Megan
oh,
or
right,
Lydia?
Right.
So I was, you know, searching the RHOC hashtag to see what people were saying. And then I saw that someone tweeted, Vicky talks like she has a mouthful of hot potatoes. And it's funny because at the candle party, she's like, this is a candle party. Like, it's like so true. She does.
Oh my God. That's such an amazing comment.
Oh, I feel like I'm at a wedding. This is a candle party? Are we at a candle party? We don't do candle parties like that in the Midwest. Like, it's like, okay, hi, honey, we're at a candle party.
That is exactly it.
It's exact.
Tamara, what? So Vicky walks off, and I had the thought of, is anyone ever going to walk off and just, like, leave the reunion and, like, not come back? Not necessarily not come back for, like, the next season, but just, like...
No. That happened on Teen Mom 2.
Oh.
Dr. Drew was saying some not great things about Janelle's husband.
Dr. Drew
hosts the reunion
every year.
Oh my God. I was really into Celebrity Rehab.
Oh, me too. I love him. But so anyway, he was saying some things like maybe your husband's a little controlling. Husband's backstage listening, and they have cameras back there too. And you see him grab Janelle and it's like, we're leaving. And they left for the day.
See, I'm waiting for that to happen, right?
Yeah.
Because that would be epic.
Yeah.
Because when I interviewed Andy at the Dallas reunion, he was like, I'm so over walk-offs because you always come back. It's boring. It just delays the day.
Walk-offs, I didn't think they would become such a trope, but they became very tiresome very quickly because it's no longer as dramatic as it used to be, and it's just kind of boring, and it's like, okay, where are you going? You're gonna wind up coming back and you're just slowing things down and I wanna get out of here. So walk-offs irritate me at this point.
And it starts to at some point feel like you're like just trying to be dramatic in this moment.
Right, right. People may be using the walk-off.
A little too much.
As a strategy.
Right.
Right, great question. Molly, our stand-in producer for Grace, just asked, what is the next walk-off? What could it be?
Fainting.
Oh. Because there's nothing else you can really do other than, like, stop the filming.
Right. You know? Yeah, because for a while it was the props. No mm-hmm. more props.
No more props.
Throwing the couch.
Pushing. I mean.
I sure Ray could. I think she's the only one strong enough to do it.
I just always had the flash of that moment when Teresa, like, pushed Andy down.
Yeah.
That's a pretty good.
Well, should we move on to Real Housewives of...
Yes,
Atlanta. Because this was an epic episode, and even though this week was a little crazy, we had to talk about Atlanta because Kim Zolciak finally came back.
Yes! I loved the moment when she came back and her and Sheree were together, and you saw all the old footage.
Yes.
And we recently, and I say recently, in the past few months, watched the first season of Atlanta together.
Yes, we did.
And I forgot that they said that they were twins.
Oh, right.
Which I kept thinking the whole time.
I mean,
they do look alike.
Kim's changed a little since then. But during season one of Atlanta, she and Sheree did have very similar features.
Yeah, I still think they look alike.
Interesting.
She didn't.
Yeah.
Right, right.
We don't know.
We don't know.
We're just using our eyes.
Could be contour.
Could be contour, right.
My favorite thing, I could not stop laughing, was Sheree was like, well, they said to bring your best gay to the party, but that she was like, I'll bring Kim because she used to be gay.
Clearly, the invite says I can invite someone.
I'm not gay. That was like a few years
ago. But you're my old gay friend.
I found this on the shelves. I was like, girl, Kim, yes, I'm bisexual.
Really?
You believe that shit?
You're my ex-gay friend.
Okay.
So we're going to do it.
And then they did the clip of her being bisexual on People or whatever.
Right. Which I'm surprised Kim was such a good sport about it. Like, I don't know if now that she's married, she wants to forget that little phase.
Right.
With what? Tracy.
Yes.
But no, she's
just like, yeah, that was a time in my life.
Yeah.
But we're vamping to get to the good stuff.
Yeah, the meat and potatoes of the episode.
Oh, yeah. That fight at the end between Kenya and Kim, K&K.
Wow, but I will say, it was like Kim was looking for it. Like, she kept...
Oh, she was needling and needling and needling. And I don't... Why does she hate Kenya so much? Like, I remember last year at Chateau Charest, Kenya was kind of, like, throwing some jabs. But
yeah, I think maybe that's... Probably some Twitter fighting had been happening, too.
Sure, for sure.
But wow. Like, oh, they just... God. The digs were so deep.
Oh, they were so good. Kim just was like from the get, though.
None of us have met him.
It ain't gonna f***ing happen, bitch, because you don't exist. Kim, girl, don't poke the bear. It's all a bunch of lies, a bunch of bullshit. Don't play now.
And then it reminded me of the you wish you had kids, but you don't.
Yeah.
Oh, so good.
Worry about you and your chick. I'm doing fine.
Bitch, you want to be me. You want to have a baby.
Never.
You can't.
Never.
You want to have a man. You don't.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what you f***ing are, but get out.
Well, I know I'm not a duck like your lips. I know that.
Bottom paid for, bitch.
And then, so first of all, she's claiming that Kenya's husband doesn't exist and he's not real.
Right.
Which we already know Kenya is triggering for her.
Right.
And then Kenya comes back and is like, why are you so obsessed with me? Da 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 da. Why don't you go?
You pimp out for John Legend tickets. See whose dick you'll suck for John Legend tickets, bitch. Worry about pimping your daughter out, bitch.
Oh, so you're following me on Twitter?
That was like the best comeback to
Yes, and whew, you don't talk about Kim's kids.
Oh, no.
And then when she stood up, it looked like she kicked off her shoes. Yeah, I think she was like, kicking the air, but it looks like she was kicking off her heels.
It was so good. She just was like, no. Like, she was in.
This was a to be continued. Do you think next week we're going to see the lady stop them or security guards stop them?
Oh, I didn't think about it. Was there security there?
I don't know, but we saw security on the vacation in, what was it, like two seasons ago?
Right, with, was it Portia and Cynthia, the kick? Was that
No. The one with that girl's nephew. You know, she went to the hospital and came back.
Oh,
Tammy.
Oh, Tammy.
Tammy's nephew, when he was like really scaring the ladies, and then security...
I had to step in.
Yeah.
I don't think, I think it'll be the ladies. Or who knows what'll happen.
I do remember, okay, I was talking to Danielle Staub this season, and she said something about there was security there when they were shooting. And I said, oh, because of all the, like, rabid fans? She's like, no, for us. Like, in case we get into it.
No, from each other.
Amazing. So, yeah, I think that is, like, one part of it that we don't really see a lot of, but I think there is security often around.
Just like around.
Yeah.
That's so interesting. I mean, I would imagine they don't want anybody getting hurt.
Right.
So they gotta break that up.
Yeah.
It was so good though. I mean, I don't like violence, but an exchange of words I enjoy.
Right. So let's talk about relationship. Rachel, this is your show. What can you tell everyone about it?
So we've seen in the past Cameron really pushing Shep to like get serious and find love in a relationship. Relationship. I did it. He's constantly just putting his name into words, and I just did it now naturally. So this is him. He gets set up by different people over the country who you'll probably recognize. It's some, I think a couple people in Charleston are setting him up with their friends. Landon is setting him up with someone, for example. Just kind of going on a bunch of dates and seeing who he is feeling. But then some of them actually come back to Charleston and all live in a house. And then continue to date Shep as he, like, tries to find the one.
Whoa.
Yeah. The trailer is super good because you see them all talking about the show, like, in the house and talking about Shep. And at one point, one of them says to Shep, like, at 23, I think I'm more mature than you are at 37.
Well, should we check out the trailer?
Yes.
Yeah! Time for my journey.
So you're really doing this.
Our boy Shep is out to find love.
Can we change that?
Yeah.
Find someone really cool.
To love.
He'll travel all over the country where his friends will play matchmaker.
One's a true shot. She's gorgeous.
Hi.
Nice to meet you. Whoa. Holy. Did I look stupid?
A little.
If he connects with any of the women.
You're a beer drinker too.
I am, yeah.
He'll invite them back to Charleston.
Women are very jealous creatures.
This I'm not doing.
If he doesn't know what he did wrong, I'm comfortable telling him.
Honestly, I'm more mature than you are at 37.
I'm so scared of making the wrong decision.
This isn't a game to me.
Shep, what do you want out of life?
Behind every great man is a greater woman. For I am the sun and Juliet is the moon. I want you to be here. I like you a whole lot.
This is the new Shep.
The new Shep, oh God.
I was just in a meeting today with the executive in charge of relationship, and she was like, you guys think you may know Shep, but
you don't know you Shep.
That's
pretty good tagline.
You don't know Shep. That's what he would twirl around
right.
to. What would they hold on Southern Charm? Bourbon.
Right. Definitely.
Anyway,
pregnancy test.
God, I will never forget watching that episode in a meeting full of people where Catherine is taking that pregnancy test.
We've all been there, am I right?
Anyway, back to relationship. What I was saying, Megan.
Yeah, I'm listening.
Was this EIC was like, you may think you know Shep, but he actually gets like pretty serious this season. And I've seen the first episode, and while he's still Shep, he definitely is kind of figuring out, like, wait, why haven't I found someone?
So you feel like it'll be sort of a growth story for him?
Yeah, definitely. And even in this interview, you hear him talk about, like, he has had love before.
Enough talking about it. Let's listen to it.
Yeah. Well, good morning, Shep.
Good morning.
Thank you for being here.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, I saw last night you were at the Grateful Dead.
Yeah.
Or maybe this morning you were at the Grateful Dead.
You don't have, you have no idea what sort of internal grief I was experiencing. Amanda and Aaron, the guy who runs the production company that does Southern Charm, were like, now you get here and you go to bed and you be ready for the Today Show this morning. And I was texting a friend, and he was like, yeah, you know, the Dead are at Madison Square Garden. I haven't seen the new iteration of the Dead with John Mayer.
Right, I was going to ask.
And I immediately texted Andy Cohen and was like, hey, dude, are you going to the Dead? He was like, you know it. And I was like, well, I got the Today Show to do. What should I do? And he goes, go to it.
So Andy was the devil
on my shoulder, basically. Anyway, it was an amazing show, and I'm really glad I went, and I behaved myself, and here I am to live to tell the story.
What does behaving yourself mean?
I drank beer, and that's it.
Okay. Taking it easy.
And got some secondhand smoke from the crowd somehow, probably, and felt pretty good. I do have a really embarrassing story.
Please tell us.
Oh, God. So after the show, I went to the Bowery Hotel. Andy was like, you should come by. And so John Mayer and Andy were sitting there and some other people. And I said, hello. And then I went to the bar and I was like, you know, I should ask them if they want a drink. And I was sort of in a rush to go over to ask them if they wanted a drink. And this guy was in the hotel lobby with a dog and a leash. And I walked straight in between the dog and the guy, hit the leash. I just got knee surgery, so my knees messed up. And there, I could have tried to, like, say, like, brace myself, but I was like, that'll hurt my knee maybe. So I just full-on fell face first in the middle of the lobby of the Valerie Hotel. And Andy was like, Shep, are you okay? I was like, I'm okay. And I was like, does anybody need a drink? They were like, no, we don't need anything. And I was like, Waka would have never done that. And he was like, no, he wouldn't. He would have never. That's so rude. So,
oh, my God. That's so funny.
This is my life. Yes, this is my life. My embarrassing true stories. Awesome. And I talked to John Mayer for a second. We talked about Montana.
Because
I went to Montana to fly fish, and he has a house there. And Andy goes out there to hang out with him. And we talked for a minute about Montana, but I was so embarrassed about the fall.
Oh my God.
I was just like, kind of my head was spinning.
Right. It's all I would be thinking about.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, I just fell right in front of you. Oh my God. I saw that Tom Schwartz had texted you to be like, how you doing? Did you go to the Dead? Did you make it to the Today Show?
Oh, did he? I haven't checked my phone yet.
Yeah. Or he tweeted. I think I said texted. Yeah,
he's a really nice guy.
Yeah.
All those guys are really nice. And you know who I hung out with a little bit last night was a girl from Summer House.
Oh,
Jackie.
Which one? Uh-huh.
From season one.
Yeah,
She's back on season two. She was at the show. We met up and had a drink. So she's great.
Oh, my God. Amazing.
Yeah.
So you were just at the Today Show. How are Hoda and Kathy?
They were really nice. I mean, they're really busy. That show's crazy. It's like every other second they're doing something else. And they're moving this, moving that. I don't know. I'm not really a morning person. I've never watched a morning show in my life, I think. I don't really like the mornings.
I was going to say, are you awake to catch?
Well, not that, and I don't want anybody to be happy in the morning. Like, if you're up, you got to be miserable like me. You know what I mean?
So, yeah.
Unless you're going to do something fun like surf or shoot ducks.
Oh, yeah. Super fun shooting ducks.
It's awesome. You should try it.
Yeah, no, I've never been hunting. I wanted to talk. I saw you posting Instagram photos being in this Bruce Willis movie. How did that come about?
That was amazing. So I guess this producer in L.A. Likes the show. and he's a Bravo fan. And
who isn't?
Couldn't be nicer. And we met, and he's fun, and he's fun to be around. And anyway, so he was like, "Do you want to be in a movie?" And I was like, "Maybe." He was like, "Craig's going to be in it." I was like, "No, I don't." I was like, "I'll be in it if I have like more lines than Craig."
The rivalry continues.
Yes, it's a rivalry, all right. And so I played an ambulance driver, and my line was, "When's the last time she ate?" Because a girl goes into a diabetic thing, and Craig gets to throw a shotgun at Bruce Willis, which is pretty cool. But I don't think he says anything. So my line, I mean, I went over it 100 times. No, so I did it purely for the laughs. Honestly, I know it's not a comedy, but to me it was. And man, we had a ball. We had a ball, and I got to meet this girl Olivia, who's so beautiful. She's the star of the thing. I was like, oh my god! But she's dating an NFL player, a receiver for the Patriots. But I'm taller than him, so maybe,
so you have that. Yeah, so maybe there's a future.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of your dating life, we are here to talk about relationship. So the name of the show is actually your Instagram name.
Yeah.
How did that happen?
Oh, you want to know?
Yes.
Oh, okay. So when I was 23, mm-hmm. I moved to Charleston out of college, 22, 23. And I entered into this very serious relationship with this great gal in Charleston. And my friends started calling me Relationship because I wasn't as fun anymore. And my dad would call me and be like, "Put your friends on the phone. You're boring." Like, he wanted to hear about all my escapades. And I was in love. I mean, there was no doubt about it. And that went on for about a year and a half. And then we both moved to get other jobs. But my friends still like to make fun of me and call me Relationship. So you can put Shep into a lot of names. It's fun.
Mm-hmm.
Like Shepervescence, if I ever did like a fragrance.
Perfume, yes, or a cologne.
Yeah, I want to get into the fragrance game. What do you think?
I would wear Shepervescence.
Oh, sure. Or Shepisode.
Oh, there's so many opportunities. Yeah, yeah. I feel like you've thought about this before.
Oh, sure I have. I'm not narcissistic, I swear.
So you're dating a lot on this show. Do you consider yourself a good dater?
Yeah, I mean, I'm a good first dater. Mm. I mean, I can really talk and about nothing at all for hours on end and make it entertaining somehow. So yeah, I think I'm pretty good.
Amazing. If there was like one thing you wanted fans to know about the show, what would it be?
I really hope it's going to, I mean, on two levels, that it'll like sort of open your eyes to the different types of people that are out there. And of course, everybody has a story about a date or a good date, a bad date, this and that. And then I hope it makes people laugh. I mean, I laughed a lot, and I think of the girls did too. And I hope that shines through, because it was a lot of moments that you couldn't believe were happening.
I feel like on the show, on Southern Charm, since you're one of like a big cast, this time it's, you know, Relationship, it's about you. I feel like we're digging in a bit deeper. What was that like?
It was intense. I mean, there was nowhere to run, nowhere to hide. I couldn't sit in the corner and watch Thomas and Catherine go at it. Like, it was, you know, all eyes were on me, and it was intense. And when it was over, it was like, but having said that, I had a lot of fun doing it because I did get to be myself, and I think you get to see different sides of me. And I mean, I think the overwhelming or overriding characteristic is that I just enjoy having a good time. And I think I'm fairly good at providing good times for those around me. And I think I hope that shines through.
All right. Well, thank you so much for being here, Shep. This was so fun.
Welcome. Good.
Yeah.
Good. Anytime.
So I'm going to be honest. Grace came to Rachel and I and said, hey, I have an interview I think you guys should do. It's with Kyle Petty. He's a retired NASCAR driver. That does not seem like our demographic.
Right. We're like, Grace, who is, why?
Yeah.
Like, NASCAR? I know the Vanderpump people went and saw that, but that's like literally the extent that I know about NASCAR.
Right. Turns out this guy is the ultimate Housewives fan, and it's not even one of those stories of like, oh, my wife got me into it. No, he got his wife into it.
Yes.
So we talked to him about everything, his favorite Housewives franchise. We talk a lot about the OC reunion, but you guys should know we interviewed him before it aired. So right. He hadn't seen what we've seen.
But it was so nice to kind of talk to a man about how much he wants Vicky and Tamara to be friends, for example.
Yes.
Like, he gets it. He gets us. We get each other. And we just loved you, Kyle Petty. Please come back on our show.
Please. Hello, everyone. We are here with Kyle Petty, retired NASCAR legend and NBC sports commentator. Hi, Kyle.
Hello.
Now, you may be thinking, Megan and Rachel, why are you talking to Kyle Petty? He loves Bravo just like us.
Yes, you may have seen him on Watch What Happens Live as a guest bartender.
I had a blast as a guest bartender. Listen, when I had the opportunity to meet Andy Cohen, that was like over the top. Just got to throw it out there. And listen.
That's amazing.
I grew up in the sports world where I've met a lot of really cool people. But getting to meet Andy Cohen was huge. And it just so happened the night I was there, then Will Ferrell and John Lithgow were there. And that was cool, too. But Andy Cohen was, let me tell you, he's a notch above. That was a notch above. I love Bravo and love the show.
Did you partake in some cocktails?
No, I did not. As a matter of fact, because I was driving back to the airport. And we all know, and listen, I was a professional driver. Drinking and driving don't mix, okay? So right. I didn't have the opportunity. If we had, we may still be on air if I had partaken in a cocktail.
Did Will Ferrell make any Ricky Bobby jokes?
No, he didn't. It was funny. I think I got there late because traffic was bad. And got there late. So I walked in and I'm standing at the bar. And then when Andy introduced all of us and he said, Kyle Petty, Will turned around. Ricky Bobby turned around. Will turned around and looked at me. And I was like, hey, man, how's it going? And it was just cool. It was an incredible night. It was a lot of fun. A lot of fun.
Well, I'm sure you get this question all the time, but we have to know, how did you get into Bravo?
You know what? That's an excellent question. I think I stumbled on it, to be honest with you. Many years ago, when a show that used to be on it is not on it anymore, I think it's moved to another network. But I watched that show and just got hooked on everything that was Bravo. Whether it's the movies, it didn't make any difference. But then when we started into, I got to be honest, when you started into the Real Housewives franchise, whether it was Atlanta or the OC or New York or Jersey or Beverly Hills or and now Dallas. Listen, I didn't think much of Dallas last year. I got to be honest with you, but it's kind of hooked me this year.
We heard you kind of bashing Dallas on another interview, but so you like it this year?
Yes, I do, man. It made a tremendous comeback. A tremendous comeback. Leanne and Brandy and Stephanie, there. I got that. Okay. I got that tension. But then you add Deandra and Cameron, some of those. I mean, it's a different vibe this year for some reason. So I really enjoyed it. I'm not sure about the pink dog food. Let me go ahead and say that, throw that out. Okay. I'm not sure about the pink dog food. I'm from bird dog country, and I don't think any bird dogs up here are going to eat any pink dog food. I will say that, but it's still pretty cool.
That's so funny.
Speaking of like your love of Bravo, we kind of want to just ask a bunch of Bravo-esque questions. My first question is, Luann and Tom, what do you think about that whole saga?
Here's what I think about that. You know, honestly, it's crazy. It's like red flag, red flag. Listen, I'm in a business where we have red flags for real. They stop the race. They have red flags for real. So when you see enough red flags, you think, oh my gosh, maybe I shouldn't go down this road. I just don't think she saw that, man. I mean, I, I don't know if she had the blinders on. I don't know if she had her blinker on and was looking over her shoulder. I don't know what she was doing, but she never saw it. But or she did. She did a good job hiding it. But listen, everybody wants their 15 minutes. He got his. That's kind of the way it is.
Mm. Well, I'm also interested on your thoughts of Real Housewives of Orange County. What did you think of Peggy this season?
Peggy is an interesting character. Where, you know, you can say sticks and stones can break may break my bones, and she's like, what does that mean?
Right.
You know what I mean? I mean, I'm not sure she understands exactly what phrasing or intonation or sometimes what the words that are being spoken to her mean. You know, I will say this about her. She appears to be, just from the outside, she appears to be, she cares. She cares for those other people, but when she's done, she's done. That's it. That's it. And that's, I like that. When I'm done, I'm done. Look, that's it. Boom. You gotta figure out a way back in. But I'm not sure she understood everything that was going on in that universe when she came on.
Completely. And I think she came on at such a weird time in her own life.
Yes.
With her cancer and her dad and all of that.
I just loved the teaser for the reunion. Andy's like, do you think the ladies just don't understand you? And she's like, I don't think they want to understand me. It's like, exactly.
Which is a perfect answer.
Confusing. Yeah.
You know, it is the perfect answer. You're so right.
Well, as Andy asked at the New York reunion, we ask on the show people's roses and thorns for the week. So for this whole season of OC, since we're finished, what would you say was the rose and the thorn?
Wow. That's good. That, you know what? I think the rose and the thorn is... for me is honestly for the OC is Vicky and Tamara. I mean, it's like they don't talk. They go to Iceland and it's like they pour out their hearts to each other and then boom, they're not talking again because Vicky said something and hadn't apologized to Eddie. And I mean, it's like you want them to get back together because they were close for a while. I mean, if we go back all the way to the beginning and whoop it up, let's do it. You know what I mean?
I know.
And they were there. So to me, to see them almost get back together, that was a big deal. That was a big deal for me because I guess I've been watching it for so long. I'm gonna give Lydia a rose too because I just like her. I mean, sprinkle some fairy dust. Let's jump on my rainbow. Let's go. She just seems to have a totally phenomenal outlook on life. But then the thorn is the last episode when they don't really. Vicky and Tamara just, there's still that tension there.
Right. I know. I'm the same with you. It's like being with these women for like 10 years now. I know how much they really love each other, I think. And I just want them to be back together.
You know, everybody's going to have their ups and downs in any relationship. But I think that we've been together, and you said it correct. We've been together with them so long. You just wanted to see it come back full circle and say, okay, let's get back together. Let's put the band back together. We can do this one more time. I want to do it for my mental health. Let me say that. Just do it for my mental health.
Do it for the fans.
Yes.
We have heard that Beverly Hills is your favorite Housewives franchise.
You know what? I love Beverly Hills.
And, me too.
And I don't know why. I don't know why. I don't know why I get sucked into to Lisa Vanderpump or to Kyle or to any of them. But it's like Erica Jane is so far off the. It's like the everybody is in one lane of traffic. And Erica Jane just keeps coming back and forth. It's like, oh my God, she's performing, and here she is over here. Look at what she has on, and oh my God, here she is back again. I love her. I love her. Now she's from the South, so that's good. That's she's a Southern girl, so that works out for me with her. But it is, I look around, I watch that show, and I watch them go through their trials and tribulations and the things that happen, and I think, oh my gosh. If only my problems were that simple, it would be a perfect life for me. But I do love that. I do. I've liked that from the very beginning.
Well, we rarely get the opportunity to ask this question, but which of all the housewives would you say revs your engine?
That's good. Let's see, now I'm married. Okay, so I got to say that. But I will have to say, you know what? I'm going to go back to Lydia. I love Lydia. I love Lydia on RG. I just love her attitude and how she approaches life. That's it. I mean, she would just be cool just to hang out with. You know what I mean? And just see her. And she can bring her mom along because her mom is over the top cool. Her mom's over the top cool.
Totally. And kind of in that same line. And by the way, can I just say, I love that you're constantly using racer analogies.
Yeah, it took us 10 minutes to come up with revs your engine.
Yeah, it really did. Which housewife would you be best friends with?
Oh, best friend? Brandy and Stephanie from Dallas.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm going to go to Dallas. Best friends. I could just hang with those girls for a while. Just let's go to lunch. I know it's going to be a 6-hour lunch, but let's go. You know what I mean? I'm with you.
Even with all of their troubles this year and like Brandy kind of like calling Stephanie out and not talking to her and cutting her off.
Listen, yes. Even with that, let me go with them and be the peacemaker and get them back together. That's my deal. So let me.
I mean,
even with calling each other out, I mean, there's still to me there's still something there between those two.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I would watch that show.
Yeah.
So Rachel and I don't really know much about the NASCAR world, but is there drama ever in that area?
Nah. No. You know what? It's funny. It is funny that you even bring that up. We have drama of a different type that goes on the racetrack when two guys get into each other, run into each other, and one causes a wreck, and the other one's mad, and they get out, and they say things about them, and they do all that stuff. But you know what? Next week, they're back on the racetrack doing the same thing, and it's another week, it's another show, it's another race, it's another whatever. But the drama doesn't carry on. This is what's good about the Housewives franchise is it continues on and on. In our world, it ends every 7 days and you get a reset.
Mm. It sounds a lot like Days of Thunder.
Yes, exactly. Yep. Perfect. Man, you're pulling some out right now. You're pulling. Ricky Bobby. You have hit on all.
I always say to my husband because when we're walking somewhere, he always goes too fast, and I said, "I'm the pace car. I'm the pace car." He's like, "How do you know that term?" Like Days of Thunder.
Perfect.
You said that you love Beverly Hills and Lisa Vanderpump. Have you watched Vanderpump Rules to get out of the Housewives?
Yeah.
Zone?
Yeah. You know what? I have watched Vanderpump Rules off and on. That's not something that I set and record and have to watch. I'll catch that sometimes when I'm back in a hotel room or when I'm home. I'm a Housewives kind of guy. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I live for that. I come in the reunions. I live for the reunions. I'm going to tell you that honestly. So I'm in my sweet spot right now.
You are like every woman's dream. Like if I, honestly.
I don't know about that, but I love, listen, these women are my dream right now watching this stuff because I love this stuff.
Does your wife watch with you?
Yes. Yes, she does. Morgan does. And it's so funny because when I first started, when we first started watching them, she's like, "What are you watching?" And I said, "You have got to watch this. This is the most fascinating TV ever." And it took her a little while to get used to it. She's a lot smarter than me she's got other things to do. So she wanted to go read her books and do her stuff. And I'm like, nope, I'm going to sit right here on the couch. I'm going to strum my guitar and I am going to watch this. And this is what I'm into. And little by little, I've hooked her for every night. Every night we got something. You got something coming on. Every night we got something different. So I'm gone enough that on like from a lot of times Wednesdays, Thursdays and Fridays, we'll come home and I get to catch up on everything on Mondays and Tuesdays. So I'll make her sit and just binge watch with me.
Do you guys ever disagree about like a drama that's happening, or are you on either sides of a fight?
Very rarely, honestly. Very rarely. I think that's why we're married, because we kind of see things the same way a lot of times. So I will say very rarely on that.
Okay. I really quickly just wanted to ask you a little bit about Atlanta because it's returning and you said you were a fan.
Yes.
How do you think about Nene coming back?
You know, I think Nene is a huge part of that franchise. And I thought she was from the very beginning. You know, and I did a thing probably 2 years ago, 3 years ago in Atlanta with Ludacris and with Candy, and met Candy for the first time. And I was like, oh my God, I'm meeting Candy. This is incredible, man. And that was cool. And I met Nene on a plane one night. They were flying back from LA and I was flying the red eye and they were coming back and she was nice. And here's the thing. There's gotta be an alpha on every show. And she's the alpha. And she can be that anywhere she goes because that's just the attitude she brings to the table. And I think that's important to Atlanta.
Definitely.
When you're meeting these housewives like Nene on a plane, do they know who you are? Or do you always have to be like, I'm Kyle Petty. I'm a big deal.
No, I don't even tell them. Nene had no idea. I'm like, oh my God, I'm a huge fan. I said, can I just take a selfie? And a typical fan. You just want your picture. I don't tell people who I am.
Can you please send us that selfie with Nene?
I would look, I'll go back through my phone and see and try to find it and make sure that I've got it. If so, I will have my wife send it.
Oh, thank you.
Don't lie, sorting through your phone. You know you have it framed above the bed or something.
It's in a secret room.
Well, this has been so much fun. And seriously, we want you back again.
Yes.
You need to be our regular correspondent on what you think about everything that's going on.
Anytime. All you guys have to do is call because I'm watching all the time.
That's amazing. Thank you so much.
Thank you, guys.
And real quick, we want to do some fan shout-outs from this week.
Fan shout-outs. We sound kind of like German tourists, like fan shout-outs.
I wish.
Oh, this one gave me a tickle and a laugh. So Dominique Marceau, I want to say, I'm not sure how you say your name, at Dom Marie, she said, shit goes down on the Regency, as we all know. Hashtag Bravo Daily Dish. But what I didn't know is she tweeted this story. Apparently, Steve Bannon's Navy SEAL security guard lunged at a 5'2" author and had to be calmed down by Bannon after she said, I hope you get what you deserve, as they rode in the elevator together, according to the Daily Mail. Where was that elevator? At the Regency! And there's a picture in the Regency lobby that I recognized because we were there.
Right. I mean, everything happens at the Regency.
Basically, that's the center of the universe. We found it, you guys.
This Christmas, don't come see the Rockefeller Center tree.
Skip Bryant Park.
Just go to the Regency. Tardy to the Party tweeted, just listen to Meg Segura and Rachie Robb interview Leanne Locken for Bravo Daily Dish. Leanne is an icon. Don't be sad, queen. The fans love you and see your light.
And Leanne tweeted back.
Yeah. You are a sweetheart. Thank you for the sunshine in my day. Kiss, 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 kiss. So if you guys at home have not yet listened to the Leanne Locken interview, go back. It's great. Obviously, Tardy to the Party said so.
Right. And that's Tardy to the Party. Very official. Very on brand.
Thank you guys for listening. And remember, you can always reach out on Twitter. Tweet us at Bravo TV using the hashtag Bravo Daily Dish. And you can reach out to me on Twitter and Instagram at Meg Segura.
And yeah, and you can always find me on Twitter at Rachie Robb or on Instagram at Suspiciously Small. I took a picture with Shep. I don't know how it turned out, but I'll be posting it. Also, if you follow me on Instagram, there's a really great video of me and Megan dancing to Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas.
Because that's what we do when we're not doing this. And next week, we'll be back to our regularly scheduled show recaps, news, all the stuff you love. With the boys at the table getting tipsy, miss me, kiss me.